Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Shitting all over your hospitality.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
Hub Show. Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, Charmin Grissette today.
Yeah.
We are here.
Don't call me daughter.
It's Sunday, October the 13th. October the 13th.
Spooky shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw your post. You did some fall stuff yesterday, right? You roast some marshmallow last night?
We did.
What you doing?
S'mores?
Yeah.
Channel right. Down.
Do you like, I love toasted marshmallows.
Do you like your marshmallows caught on fire?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then blown
yes.
out?
That's the best. Babies. This is the best way.
No? Not you? No. You're like just like golden brown?
Golden brown. It's a very delicate process roasting a marshmallow. It has to be just the right height.
I don't know.
Just the right amount of turn.
She's the kind of she drops a marshmallow in the fire, she'll go poke it out, get it out.
Yeah. You're like charred.
Blow off the charcoal.
Probably like your hot dogs burnt too, don't you?
If I eat them.
That's right. Shit.
Yeah. Yep. Probably like your veggie dogs burnt.
Tofu.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Crispy.
You roast veggie wieners?
Yeah, I do barbecue them. I've never tried campfire roasting veggie dogs.
No?
I'm sure it'd be fine.
I bet you they're highly flammable.
They probably are. You're probably right about that.
Yeah.
I have to give that a go. Next time.
Catch the tent on fire.
That's right.
So what's been on, what's been going on, guys?
I don't know, man. Lots
this is gonna
lots.
Be, this is gonna be the last pod out of Emerald Studios.
No.
No.
We're back for specials.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, were Jared's you relieved? For Christmas.
You were like probably just like, yeah, man.
I feel like we're breaking up.
Yeah. Oh. I feel like it's a closing the book on something.
Yeah,
really?
It's a new chapter. You know, we're moving on.
Yeah, but when we do come back here, it'll be special.
That's right.
But I mean, the new place isn't exactly ready yet, so we might be here next week. Who knows? But you know, in time.
Yeah.
But you know, we'll always have Christmas. You know, when you have the tree and farting reindeer sweaters and all that
that's
good
right.
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of, we need to get him back on here again.
Soon enough. He was with us at Comic Con.
Yeah.
Batarang.
With his Batarang.
Yeah, good times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Charmy, you digging the roller derby though? It's all good?
I am enjoying it very good much. Time. I dig it.
We dig that you dig it. So,
yeah. Yeah. Are you learning anything? Making new friends?
Yeah. All that jazz.
Yes. Yeah. Do you have a derby bride yet? A derby wife? Have you been assigned
one
yet? No, that
we don't do that
yet. Not yet.
Yep. Okay. You go through fresh meat is fresh meat, you know.
Yeah,
just learn your skills
That's about it. Is it getting better and better though? You feel like you're improving week to week?
Yeah, no, every practice, like, that's why I love it. You know, I can see myself improving. And
don't go through a hazing hazing process or anything?
I mean, I think that the practice is the hazing.
Okay.
You know,
they don't make you run through the mall with your underwear on your head or anything like that, though.
But
with roller skates on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be awful.
Yeah. Right to Victoria's Secret.
No.
Talk over mannequins. But, no, I had a sit-down with Killadelphia, one of our favorites in the team.
Yeah.
She's getting married in May. Uh-huh. So we're talking about maybe I'll be DJing the wedding and having a good time. Not holding my breath, but anyway.
Yeah.
But we had a good time.
That should
be fun. It was funny. We were talking about the whole roller derby thing.
Yeah.
And, she broke the rules down for me again because I needed it. But talking about this place around here we live in, Hagerstown, and the local media and how they handle their coverage of the roller vixens, right?
Yeah.
They try to get press for what they do. Like the Hub Show gives them, you know? And sure enough, the one time the Herald Mail does give them a nice story a couple years ago, they don't even put them in the sports section. They put them in the lifestyle section. And
it's a sport.
This is the little things that piss people off around here.
Right?
Right. And she says, why isn't it in the sports section? She called them and asked them that. Oh, this is in the lifestyle section. How's that a lifestyle? The roller derby lifestyle.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that?
You just didn't have a page to fill in lifestyle.
We have Jamira with us because it's a goddamn sport, and he, you know,
what is it? Like they really consider that it's like, you know, it's more of a lifestyle rather than that these are athletes because
absolutely, like tell the editors to get on the on the track, right?
Right.
You try it.
Put it right beside the obits.
Yeah,
that's where it belongs.
You put underwear on their head and send them out on the roller skates.
That's right,
bastards. Imagine
that's
that. What is that?
Terrible
a tweeting
tragedy.
Sound,
I know.
It's a
Tweety bird.
You got birds, Chris.
You got birds.
Oh. That's aww. Sweet, man.
That's
I don't know.
A lovely garden you have.
I don't know. I just looked for some
it's the secret garden.
Some messed up headlines and dumb shit we can read and talk about and pass
it's
around.
It's not. Yeah. You have UFC fights back there. It's not that big of a secret. It's
yeah. I had to read that book though in high school, I believe.
Everybody did, Garden. I believe. Yeah, that's a good book.
I don't know. I didn't really care for it.
Well, that's because you're a boy.
Yeah. You know, my favorite book. My favorite book to read in high school. The only one that I actually read was Lord of the Flies.
That was a good book. One.
That's awesome. I like that.
Good stuff.
That's a great book.
She's like, stuff. Yeah, fuck yeah, that's a good great.
Yeah, that was.
I remember The Simpsons that. Did an episode based on that book, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, that was a good
back
one.
Back in the day.
I don't know if they're even allowed to read that anymore.
Not on The Simpsons anyway.
Haven't you seen Donnie Darko?
Yeah.
Where they like flip out, you know, because they're reading, you know, Graham Greene's book and then they mistake him for the guy, the actor Graham Greene, who was on Bonanza.
Yeah. And then the airplane engine
falls through
the house.
Why are they reading this filth? And like, you know, it's all, of course, ironic literature.
I got to tell you, I've watched Donnie Darko a couple times and never really tried to dig in to understand it mentally, what was going on.
Really?
Yeah, never really took the time. I never really took the time.
Break it down.
It's awesome.
Never really took the time to pay attention.
It's good stuff.
I just go, wow, this is weird. What's going on? This is strange.
And then the credits start rolling. It's a time travel movie, that's all.
You're still scratching your head.
And then the credits start rolling.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I get up to use the bathroom a couple times, you know. You
missed all the important parts.
Yeah, walk
Can't
around the house.
Piece them together when you come back.
Do the laundry or something while it's on.
Yeah.
I never really dug into it. I know there's a rabbit. There's an airplane engine. There's a whole lot of weird shit going on.
That's right.
And now, Tales from the Chris.
Just yesterday, I was at a pool tournament, and I was just, like, roaming around the pool hall, just kind of picking up food off of other people's plates and just eating it, like, all day long.
I could see.
It's like, hey.
Just grazing.
This plane's a black eye like, you got there, Chris. Like,
you going to finish that pulled pork sandwich right there? No. Oh, right. Good. Pick it up.
These are people you know, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I happen to know, like, everybody in the joint, so, you know. But I just go, I'm like a catfish. I just go around, I'm a bottom feeder.
There's an out and about.
Carp you.
Take Chris with you to a restaurant. People he doesn't know.
Chris
I let him
Carp
do that.
I did do that at Fridays
go,
one
Chris.
Time.
Yeah,
I
just
did
go.
Just walk around, pick food off people's plates.
I did it at TGI Fridays one time. Got kicked out, but that was fun.
You did it? You walked through the restaurant and picked food off people's plates?
Not off their plates.
The fork,
but I sat there at the, you know how in one of those bars you can sit like at the bar and they always bring the food out and set it there on the end of the bar so that the bartender can take the food over to the thing. Well, you just sit right there in that seat right beside where they set the food.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, you just reach over and you just grab a chicken finger and eat it. Or grab a mozzarella stick.
This is different.
Damn, that looks good.
I'm talking about you straight up
just when nobody's looking, you're just stealing food off of other people's plates.
I'm talking about you straight up.
I got caught.
Don't mind if I do.
I'm saying, but you just straight up walked into a restaurant.
I was on a date that night, too.
Classy.
Yeah, it got us kicked out.
Classy.
You were on a date doing that too?
I was on a first date.
She
got us kicked
you?
Out.
Did you go on a second date after that?
I don't think so.
He dared her to do it. Your turn.
No.
Probably not. This is how we're paying for dinner.
Could you do
tonight.
It though?
I mean, come on. This could be fun. I dare you. And she wouldn't do it. So I was like, all right, well, I'm eating it.
So here's the challenge, Chris. You got to walk into IHOP. Just walk in there or wherever, TGIF. Just walk down the aisles and just pick up people's plates. Coming through. It's not even a competition. It's just a dare.
Yeah,
you
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it looks like
charm movie
it,
right
Chris
there.
Needs his own dare segment.
If it looks like they're done, all right, if the napkin is like on the plate and they're done, I'm just going to go over, pick up the plate, take the napkin, throw it back on the table, and just pick up a fork.
I can't.
The Hub Show. The Hub
Finger
Show
foods are different, but like you just mess with
the Hub
with
Show
people.
Is going to get us a new segment.
Like, M&C, it's not cool.
Like Dare Chris. Yeah. The Dare Chris segment.
The Dare
people,
Chris.
We have people writing whether they want to dare you to do some jackass segment. You know what I mean?
There you go. I'll do
you
that. Like,
you would.
I'll do that stuff,
Like when they slim like shot that. You up in the air inside of a porta potty. That was nasty.
I used to do that stuff when we were younger. We used to take take turns getting in a shopping cart. Speaking of which, you were DJing the wedding, right? Best friend Adam back in the day. Yeah, we used to take turns. We would get in the shopping cart and just push each other as fast as we could across the parking lot and just ghost
some
ride.
Jackass shit.
Just ghost ride
jackass,
it.
Yeah. Right.
Let it hit the curb and you go flying out into the bushes.
You can't call it jackass, though. We have to come up with a different name for this segment.
All right.
Dare Chris is just lame.
Yeah.
Come up with something.
It was actually before jackass existed.
I know the name of it, Charming. Kill Chris. Kill Chris, volume one.
I went in a... I stood in a car wash one time. Did you? No car. Just walked into the car wash.
In the buff?
While it was going on.
I need a shower. You did it, really?
Yeah.
How was it?
Dared you slapped each, in the dared, face? Dared each other to walk
did you get
the
slapped
car
in the
wash?
Face by those things that go round and round? Did you really?
Oh, my God. I would think that the big octopus thing would have knocked you out. Like,
that's the thing I'm talking about. Just, did you get whacked
no,
in the head?
No, but there's the yeah. spindles, and then no. there's the big thing that just...
Yeah. No, yeah, it wasn't so one of the ones with the...
Did you get kicked out?
It was a sprayer.
How long did that last?
It was a sprayer.
How long did that last?
Did you get the wax?
Well, nobody kicked us out because there's nobody there, but, you know, eventually it starts to hurt and you have to run.
Yeah.
Wait, how long?
You go in and you stand there for like 30 seconds and you're like, Jesus Christ, I got to get out of here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then you just run out. Yeah.
Pressure oh, washing. So
you, like she said, you didn't go for the wax and the heat
yeah.
on the conveyor.
Yeah, I didn't make it all the way to the drip dry. Mm. The fan.
It's whack.
Imagine that, walking over yeah. that thing. That's undercarriage dryer trying to get out.
That sounds awful.
Rip your pants off.
Yeah.
Shit. But that'd be a sight to see,
that's
though,
what,
dude.
That's what happens when you grow up before the internet exists.
This is what we need
that's
on the
internet.
That's right. Well, only now people do that shit and put themselves on the internet doing it. Or right. Go to jail, yeah. you know. Dumbasses.
Yeah. Still. We had some fun back in the day.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we got some tales from the Chris.
Well, with competition, I got this one here. I don't know how people do this stuff. This is recently in New York, upstate New York. A woman sets a pumpkin pie eating record at 50 slices in 10 minutes.
That's... I feel like...
We're Kobayashi.
Okay, so A, that's super intense, but B, I feel like that could be done fairly easily because pumpkin
really?
Pie is super mushy and you could just like, you know...
I wonder if
you could just like kind of so much dip, like drink it.
What's
you
the
know?
Dip it in water first? Like they do with the
yeah.
dogs? Like
no, dip like, it, just dunk it in milk and just...
She's a professional eater. I mean, look at her.
Professional.
She got the neck like E.T., man.
Is her name Peter, by chance? Peter Pumpkin
no, her
Pie
name
Eater?
Is, no.
I mean, Peter's the... He's
no,
got to be the all-time
she's
pumpkin
from
pie
California.
Eater, right?
Molly Schulier
I
is
guess.
Her name. Molly. Molly's her name.
It's terrible.
And, yeah, the Great Pumpkin Farm in Clarence, New York. You know, so she comes in. She's top prize winner of the 10th annual Hands Free World Pumpkin Pie Eater
Hands
contest.
Free.
Hands
she
free.
Set a new record.
Oh, so
the
shell's probably still there. So the crust is probably, you know, so
she's
just
had
probably
her, like, on
just
Stand By Me, right? Just
she's
dig
just,
her face
she's
into
just
it.
Mushing yeah. her face into
that's,
a bunch of pie.
That'd be so easy.
Yeah, you don't have to eat.
So
like
she
a whole
set
bunch
the
of it.
She set the new record for the event by finishing 50 slices, beating her own record of 48 slices 2 years ago in 2017.
I don't even like.
How do you prepare
pie?
for
I don't like
eating
pumpkin?
Con-
nothing.
No.
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 No. I'm not.
I mean, I like the whole
fan.
Pumpkin spice.
I've
bullshit.
Like watched like shows before, like documentary type things on like people that are competitive eaters and how
train
they prepare.
For it,
they
right?
train
yeah.
for it, but they don't. Some of them don't even eat the item that they're going to eat because they don't want to get sick off
really?
Of it before. So they'll find something that's similar to that.
Right.
And but I don't know what you could do. I mean, I guess you could do like, you know, coconut pie or something
right.
similar
do you think?
In texture.
Picking
I'm
teeth.
Not sure.
Do you think like, know. Do you think like.
Well, it's always hot dogs and now it's pumpkin pie, right?
Do you
never
think,
anything else.
Do you think
no,
she
I mean,
gets
no,
her fill of this
there's
though?
There's other stuff.
What else do they eat? For, that
they
compete
do all
with?
Kinds of shit.
Like what?
I don't know, man. I've just seen it.
Sit there with
eggs,
a mallet and have a crab
fucking deviled
contest?
Eggs and.
Some
gross.
Deviled egg eating contest?
Yeah, man.
I never seen that.
Gross. I wouldn't want to be there the next day.
That's nasty.
Yeah. And then it's followed up by
all over his face.
It's followed up by the fart contest the next
kidding,
day, right? 48 hours later.
Pull my finger fest. Right.
Pull my finger fest. Jesus do you think Christ. She gets her fill of this though? Do you think she like? Do you think she actually goes to the local diner 2 days after this contest
Preps.
And goes, "Can I get a piece of pie?
Yeah, she's done.
Yeah,
you got a piece of pumpkin pie?
Got a
hankering for a piece of pumpkin pie? I just ate, like, you know, 48 slices
so
yesterday.
Let's say you're chowing down on pumpkin pie, and you got other people competing with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, there's obviously judges watching and making sure you eat enough of it, right, before
yeah.
they change out the pies. I mean, right. But she says that she ate the slices, though.
And how much is
so
on, how much is on her face?
But
time?
If it's...
And her shirt.
Not just the pie, right?
Hands free,
she's
then
eating a slice.
I'm
right.
wondering, like, just how you're... doing that. Where did you
it must be on a conveyor
free?
Belt.
It says it down there. In the def, you know.
It must be on a conveyor belt like like yeah.
$1,500 for
no,
eating.
Man.
If somebody offered me $1,500, I would eat 50 slices
you
of
do that.
Pumpkin pie.
You could do that
really?
Without heaving. I mean, she always even trained to do this. I mean, right?
Yeah.
Just
no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I would just like eat 50 slices. I'm not saying I would do it
within a period
fast.
Of time.
I know. I'd probably, you know, give me an hour. You know, yeah. I feel like an hour, I could probably eat 50 slices.
I've only ever done one of those
an
things.
An hour?
Yeah.
She did in 10 minutes. She's scarfed.
I've only ever done one of those things before where it's like, if you eat this amount of food in within an hour, you get like a free t-shirt and your name on the wall.
Yeah.
I tried that one time.
Did you do it?
I did not do it. I got really close, and I got all the way down to the end, and there was like 3 full jalapenos left. And like... maybe a handful of fries, and I was just like sitting there looking at it. I had like 10 minutes left. I was like, there's no way I can eat 3 full jalapenos right now. It's just not, it would kill me. It would kill me. Yeah. So my name did not go on the wall, but it was a damn good burger.
Well, I feel like we should possibly do an out and about someday and have Chris try a competition.
Uh-oh.
Like what kind of competition?
I don't, one of these food that, you know, like the diners, they have their own personal, like, you know,
try to get my name on
it. In Whippet. What is it called? The Oinker? Wait, or something? They got the like big ass fucking sandwiches or whatever. And if you can eat it in however long, it's free and you get your picture right. Name
or you get
on the wall.
You get the pizza that's like flipped around.
Do you have an appetite like that, Chris, though?
I think I could work one up.
You could?
Yeah.
Like one of those big ass steak eating contests. You know, they had a big steak. You got like an hour to finish it and it's like the size of half the cow.
Yeah. I think I could. I do a lot of eating through the day.
We gotta find. I mean, I haven't really seen one of those things in a while.
Not around
like
here,
at a place.
Right?
No, I mean, this is the kind of area where you would find something like that.
Party Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Party Pet, we offer training courses including 2- and 3-week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Party Pet, 19918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Party Pet, where we love your pets, too.
Some Tales from the Chris.
Yes.
That's always a hit.
We haven't queued those up lately,
that
dude.
That time we went tubing in the blizzard melt, that was epic. Got to go back and listen to that one. I told that story.
You did?
Yeah.
I know how long ago that was.
The tumbleweed story.
That was crazy. We bought tumbleweed.
The candle in the freezer. Yes. All kinds of crazy
stuff.
The cat and the crisper. Cat and the crisper. Yeah. I felt bad for that cat one time. Oh, man. Like, all right. So we used to. All right. So we took I had this cat, stray cat, right? He came in and.
I have a headache.
And I took the cat and I was like, I wonder if a cat will get dizzy if it can't see that it's spinning.
Schrodinger's cat in a dryer.
So we put the cat in a pillowcase and spun the pillowcase around and then opened up the pillowcase to see if the cat would be all dizzy, right? Well, somebody spun the pillowcase and the cat came out of the pillowcase and flew over and like hit the couch and like fell down and then it got up and was like wobbling all over the place. I felt bad for a while.
It's been abuse.
It's been resting on my conscience.
Yeah, that's really bad. That's not even a good story.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, the things you do.
That's terrible.
Put crisper to crisper, man.
Can I do a shot?
Yeah, you need a shot.
No, she's crying. Dude.
Yeah, she's like, oh my God.
She's going to take her anger out.
It's okay. The cat's name was Scrotum.
Or throwing her elbows. Really?
Yeah, the cat's name was Scrotum. Yeah. At when College Humor first came out, the.
She's
got a headache now.
I really do. It's not from you. It's just.
Oh.
This is microphone.
So anyway, when College Humor first came out, right? On the internet,
sure.
They had this little video where it was Tupac eating Cheetos, right? And then they found out that Mr. T shot Tupac. Well, there was also like another character in there that was Scrotum the Cat.
Right.
So I named my cat after Scrotum the Cat, and that was like the very first College Humor video that was ever put out. Yeah. Pretty cool.
There you go. Number one there or number one there, dude.
Yeah, you gotta go back and look at those things. That was back when Napster was big.
Speaking of the wedding I did yesterday, you brought it up. Let me give a shout out. It didn't even listen. Brian Warner and Sarah Fitzgerald, who's now Sarah Warner. So Brian and Sarah Warner, congratulations. I DJed their wedding yesterday. That was a 10-hour wedding, dude.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, wow.
Richie bought me another
beer. Get your intern working for you here, don't you? Yeah.
Now I got the intern's intern.
I tell you what. Jeez, check that out on YouTube. The Hub Show.
All right. So, yeah, so how was the wedding?
Wedding was fine. It was a wedding. Yeah. It was a long one, though.
It was a Scottish wedding, though.
Yeah, they wore kilts and everything.
Did you wear a kilt?
Cool. I did not.
What color kilt did they wear?
It was, you know, dark plaid green, you know.
Dark green?
Supposed to be, yeah.
Okay. You know. Well, they when I was in my kilt wedding, I learned that they have to do with tribes. And, you know, there's different areas, and they have different colors.
Right.
Yeah. So, I think they had to wear dark blue.
So there's a picture here of me and the bride and groom. Plaid. Yeah, I'm the only one dressed up because they already got out of their gear, but he's still wearing his kilt. So they got the green plaid kilt going on.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's a good time. It was long, though. 10 hours long, but it is what it is. I just get to play music all day and have a good time, so whatever. Yeah.
After you got a hell of a job.
Hey, man, after a while, you know.
You just get to go around and entertain people.
I try not to eat at weddings. That's my golden rules. I get offered free food, but I do not eat.
Why?
Because I might eat something that doesn't, you know, agree with my stomach. I've been there once. You know what I mean?
You
had to throw in a long song and make a mad dash. You know what I mean?
Oh,
hope to God
you
get out in time before Bohemian Rhapsody is over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we had this conversation with Conrad the other day. I had to take a shit at the pool hall yesterday.
Good Lord.
And I was like, I do not want to do it. I don't want to do it here. But I just couldn't hold it any longer. It's been all day. I've been shooting pool. I was like, I got to go. I don't have any choice. I go in there and the stall door is like half tall.
Oh.
It's not even like a full, like,
that's, you can, the worst.
It's like a Dutch door.
Like no less than five
Dutch
people
door,
like,
for your
walked
Dutch
up
oven
and like looked over the door and saw me sitting on the toilet. Was like, oh, sorry.
Yeah,
like,
right.
What?
The hell?
Yeah.
I know.
I made a point to try to like rip it a little bit as soon as I heard the door squeak so somebody would know I was in there. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm gonna do the opposite of what people usually try to do.
I was like, I'm going to chamber a couple farts here.
Chamber.
So that when the door swings open and I hear the, I can go, just to let you know I'm in here so you don't come in and like
warning.
Look over the fucking door.
Yeah, no, right?
Yeah, or you do like one of those coughs like, I'm in here.
With the cursey flush, you know what I mean?
Something. I don't know.
But I'm just saying.
Taking a shit in like some of these dive bars is just a horrible, horrible experience.
I'm just saying, though, man.
Yeah.
But I went all day without eating yesterday. By that time,
what'd you do that for?
I don't eat at weddings. That's why.
Why not?
Because I don't want to have my stomach mess with during DJ duty.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What if the song comes on?
Why don't you just bring your own snacks?
He's talking about having to bring his own porter john.
Man. I have a piece of the wedding cake that I will say that I broke my rules though. A little energy for when I tear it down. You know what I mean?
You could have one of those little camping chairs with the the hole in the seat.
Yeah.
You could just sit there and DJ and just take a shit while you're DJing.
No.
Oh my God!
You're mixing it up.
Don't mind me.
Bring me another plate of the cordon bleu. I'm cool with that.
Isn't it always? It's always like cordon bleu.
That's the good stuff.
No, yesterday was Italian food. I didn't want to eat that either because I'm wearing a white shirt. You know, I'm a slob when it comes to that stuff. You know?
Yeah. You always have to wear the same color shirt.
That's not fake blood. That's tomato sauce.
You always have to wear the same color shirt as the food you're eating. So if you're eating, like, something with ketchup, then you have to wear a red shirt.
Don't give me red, man. I just hosted, as the Hub Show, Big Jersey's event last Wednesday at the Antietam Brewery.
I saw them.
And this whole thing was red and white. I go, dude, I don't have a red and white shirt.
Right,
you know, I don't even wear the Detroit Red Wings shirts. I don't have none of that stuff.
You know?
White guys don't look good.
Trying to get down with
the
game, what?
Yeah,
I don't know what the red and white was about. Is it Valentine's Day or something? I don't know.
That sounds like the streets are talking.
That's Compton.
Well, everyone else there showed up. The audience too, so he showed up. Huh? Yeah, man.
Some Bloods, baby.
It was good. That was a good time last Wednesday. Yeah, Jer, shout out to you. Yeah, yeah, man. That guy throws down.
Does he? How did it do? How's the setup out there?
And then Antietam Brewery. Well, we were inside. We weren't outside. We were planning on being.
Gotcha.
But we were inside. We filled that place up. I put this big I-95 Music Group backdrop up for them, and set my gear and up.
Rocked
and
it, huh?
He rocked it. Eddie Peters, our old friend, he came out and sang the. Did you see the Tennessee Whiskey video?
Yeah.
He sang it with Big Jer. They just tear that. They tore the house down with that thing, man. Yeah.
Huh. Good times. Mm-hmm. His job is just going around town having fun. That's some shit.
Who, Jay's?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's not that.
Oh.
He's like,
all Jay does is just schmooze and booze and cruise around
town. I say the booze for here.
Right.
And just hang out with people.
Yeah.
No. I'm working it.
Meanwhile, I was having
I'm working it. I made sure the Hub Show was represented at that event. They said, hey, we have an empty spot over here by the window. We want to fill up with something. I got just a thing. I went out and grabbed a round Hub Show sign, and plowed that thing there. And I made sure almost every picture taken, we were in there. So,
sweet.
And people there recognized the Hub Show.
Yeah.
Nice. Some people did.
Yes. So. They should.
Well, that's what I say. Yeah. I mean, we're right here in Hagerstown.
Right. Antietam Brewer. We used to have Daniel on.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't bring his name up. And he got fired from there or something last year, but whatever. Yeah. You know.
He's a good guy.
But they were cool, and they said we can do the Hub Show there once in a while. So there's that. We know we have the green light.
Wait, where was it at?
Antietam Brewery.
Okay.
On Western Parkway, whatever.
I still haven't been there.
No.
I built the bar.
Oh,
of course
nice.
You did. Yeah.
Nice.
I built all the tables there, too.
Nice.
But, and our friend EJ from Boys and Girls Club with the Over the Edge. The rappelling event is being planned for April 25th, 2020, Saturday. And I was part of a board meeting for that. And now that we're on TV doing our thing and all that, you know, we're going to use us as a little platform to push it, which is cool. And then send the intern up, go do some promos with them, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then send the intern down on April 25th, right?
You going down?
Going down, Charlie.
Right. I mean, Chris, are you doing it too?
Yeah, Yeah.
Let's be superheroes.
All right.
It's for the kids.
I understand, though. A guy tried to go down last year with a cape, but they made him tuck it in.
Oh, did they make him tuck it in?
They made him tuck it in with the gear you're wearing.
Yeah. I mean, I was kind of disappointed when I was up there last year.
So I can't wear a cape is what you're saying.
That they wouldn't let me bring
my... You can wear it, but you can't let it flow in the wind.
They won't let you bring your phone up on the building. And up on the top of the building is like a beautiful view. It's like the whole... You can see all of Washington County.
Well, then how are we going to film this segment?
No. You're going to film segments before. As part of the hype leading up to it.
Oh.
So when he goes up there to talk to the engineers and everything else, he can get you up there with them, and you can do an interview up there. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
They can, you know.
I wonder if they're going to have that same.
Send Bob up with you with the camera.
Are we going to have that same, like, monotone guy. I
wanted to do the interview, dressed as a superhero, too.
You can do whatever you want.
That's just weird if I'm just doing it. Yeah. It's just weird if I'm not doing it the day of the event.
Super charming.
It's not. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, I can definitely.
What superhero are you going to be? You going to make one up?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? You'd get down the building a whole lot faster if you went down in roller skates. If you had roller skates and just opened up that rappel and just rolled down the side of the building.
Gosh. Right down the awning.
That sounds awful.
Well, what do you say?
Wearing out my toe stops.
Well, what we can do is the Hub Show. We need to come up with like a bit of a team. They're trying to do things differently this year. Now they got more time to plan it. It's a good 6 months away or more, right? So the end of April this time. Last time was the beginning of April. So more towards May. Should be warmer. And, different, they want to do, like, if a bank, for instance, has staff that wants to do it, they're going to form a bit of a team and make it more of a, you know, the so-and-so bank is coming down now.
I like that.
Break That's it up cool. a bit. And they're going to do more. Chick-fil-A was one of the sponsors. Remember, they sent the cow down?
Right.
They're going to do more with that.
There's a lot
this time, like a chicken coop down by us.
There's a lot of people bitching that they ran out of sandwiches.
Oh yeah. Year. They came up to me all day long. I'm down there DJing. Where's the sandwiches at? I don't even know.
We were told Chick-fil-A? There was going to be free sandwiches.
I know, right? Yeah. I know. Are you rappelling? No. Well, what are you talking about? Yeah. They weren't for you. Whatever. But no. So there's that. Lots of stuff coming up. So yeah, I'm out there trying to get a... You know, get our name out there, keep it out there, you know.
And that little coffee shop across the street.
Cannon Coffee.
Got to hit that. Got to hit that thing
I haven't been there yet.
And we went over there and got a smoothie or something last year, and that was like the best smoothie
last
I've ever
year.
Had
last
in my life.
Year.
This place just opened up.
This year, whatever.
You went to Cannon Coffee?
Yeah, when we went to did the rappel thing.
Oh, no. They weren't open yet.
I'm talking about the place right there on the corner.
Oh, that's
the public
square.
Yeah, the square. She's been there a while. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. I like that.
Her Green Goddess smoothie is...
That's what I got.
It's bomb.com. Yep. Yeah. Good.
Bomb.com.
Oh, man.
That's your line. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think I got one. I got one, and the girlfriend got one, and then I drank mine, and then I said, hey, can I have a sip of yours? And then I drank all of hers, too.
I believe it, man. I finished one, and I was like, I want another one. And then I went back the next day and got another one, because I was like, I have somewhere to be. What is the name of that place?
Public something,
Public
right?
Square.
Public Square, right? Is what it's called? Downtown Hagerstown?
Yeah, something.
Shout out to you.
Yeah.
With the green smoothie.
And your green goddess.
Green goddess smoothie. Mm. It's awesome.
They're super nice in there.
They are nice. I've been in there a couple
times. They have really good pastries, too, that they make. Pretty good.
Yeah, so, you know.
Pretty solid.
I found out there's this place where I want to go. Bethesda Jazz and Blues. You heard of this place?
Is it in Bethesda?
It's in Bethesda, yeah. But I found out I was looking up, you know, like when you see all these gangster films, like American Gangster and shit, there's always like they go to these clubs where there's like a lounge singer and they're just like chilling.
I love that shit.
They're like chilling in a booth and they can have a conversation and they're eating a steak. And there's like a performer that's there all the time. It's like a supper club. I said, where are all these places?
I've been to one of those in Philadelphia.
And then I finally found out what a supper club was. I started Googling around. I'd never heard of a supper club.
Hey.
So and then I found
out. It's a nice experience.
Yeah, I want to go
lovely.
Do it.
So we should do it. Bethesda
Blues and Jazz is the supper club.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
The whole place is just a supper club?
Yeah.
They're only open at supper
time? Like Brian McKnight.
Yeah,
they had Brian McKnight there this Friday.
Yeah.
Right? Oh,
this
shit.
Past Friday. And you could just go down and get yourself a booth and
yeah, you
your
just
steak
get some dinner.
Dress fancy, and Brian McKnight's up there doing his thing.
So what are you saying? You want to do that around
here?
You could
get up and dance, you know. Yeah,
whatever you want to do.
So we need to start a supper club?
We need a supper club.
We should start a supper club.
Hub City Supper Club?
Yeah. Like a speakeasy.
Mm.
That'd be very nice. There's a spot in, it's not the same though, so I'm not going to talk about it. So never mind. I was about to go off on a whole other tangent about speakeasies.
I do it all the time.
And like chicken and whiskey in D.C.
Chicken and whiskey.
Yeah.
And your boy Mark.
That sounds horrible.
Busy's
over there doing that one.
Mm-hmm.
I saw his post.
It's a horrible combination.
He's going to make it here eventually, by the way.
What?
Mark's going to make it to us eventually. We've been chatting on Facebook.
Yeah, you talked to him? Cool.
Oh, like yesterday. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But make things happen. The schedule's going to slow down a bit. Yep. He'll be able to come in here and
he's a busy guy.
Talk with us. Maybe get him on TV.
I mean, he's all over. I mean,
he'll
DC, jump from
LA
to DC to New York, like all within 1 week. So, I mean, that's.
But, you know.
Anyways.
So there. Oh, she's checking the clock.
I have to.
I know.
She has to go. She has to go roller skate.
You gonna leave at 7? You gotta be out of here before then. You gotta be there at 7.
Thunder thighs.
Be there.
Can you feel the burn the next day? Tomorrow, or are you gonna feel the burn? Like you worked out muscles you never worked out before.
How's that going?
No, it's not necessarily like
you're
that.
Waking up.
When you wake
because
up,
because I will ride my bike every once in a while. And that actually does work different zones of your legs that are.
Yeah.
Not
so
normally.
So you're kind of used to it. Your body's kind of used to it.
I would say it's more of like I don't know. I guess my joints feel it more than anything else.
Gotcha.
Not like my muscles, you know.
Gotcha.
Just because I'm old.
Yeah. Mine, when I go golfing for the first time each year, like the very first golf outing every year, is like my like all these weird muscles in my arms and my shoulders that
like
never
shit.
Get worked.
What is this?
I'm like, oh my god, it hurts so bad.
Yeah.
Like the next day after doing 18 holes. But it's only like one time a year. Then I just get right back in the
feels
game.
Good,
you're
though.
You're going to be, Chris, you're going to be 39 in January, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird, right?
It's weird. One more year.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I never thought I'd make it this far.
Mm-hmm. I was warned when I was 39 by a guy older than me. He goes, wait till you turn 45. He ain't lying, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a lot more sore than I used to be, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You wake up in the morning.
I'm still going to the gym 3 times a week and all that stuff. I definitely feel it more than I felt it probably 5 years ago when I've been doing that. And then, you know, doing a long day DJing and whatnot and hauling all the speakers and this and that, I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
Woke up this morning feeling it.
You know? Crazy.
Feeling it more than I used to.
Yeah.
You wouldn't lie.
We're degenerating.
Bill Burr, you know, I listen to Bill Burr's podcast. He turned 50. He'll be 51 coming up. He's just breaking down.
Yeah.
He is just breaking down.
Right.
Man. It's like happening right before his eyes.
Right.
You know.
I'm noticing like
back, his knees. It's just
well, I
this
work
is a
construction.
Really depressing conversation.
I work construction, I notice like how fast my wounds heal because I'll like get cuts on my hands and my arms and stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to it, and it used to be like Wolverine, man. When I was like in my 20s, that
mm-hmm.
shit would be gone like the next day.
Not anymore.
You know?
Now
it
hangs around.
Yeah.
I would be like, oh, I cut my finger, but don't worry, it'll be healed up in like I don't know 24 hours or something like that. Yeah. That should be sealed up. No, not anymore. Now it's like a week.
Oh. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I got these next 4 years to live. Make something out to of live. Podcast, man. It's all over with, man.
Yeah. We got this.
I don't know, man. It's going to be balls to the wall. That's why I'm out on the grind. That's how I feel. Part of it is that. Part of it, I feel like the clock's ticking, man.
It's just that it's got to be fun.
It is fun.
You know?
Yeah. I'm always having fun. I was having a fun guy.
How about this for a conversation?
Had my moments.
Had this conversation last night. Oh. Right? So.
By yourself?
So, Ben, no. No. Been talking
in the half stall bathroom.
Been talking about how things are like, how things are so busy. You ever notice that, like, when you're so busy, that even the extracurricular activities that are supposed to be fun end up feeling like work?
Yeah.
Because there's no gap between stopping and starting. Like, you wake up every day and just start and move
and
on to the next thing.
And you have to do something.
I have to rush home and get a shower and then hurry up and go do something else. And it's like, well, that might as well be fucking work because there was no gap between it.
Yeah, but then, you like, so I'm always like, I don't feel like doing this thing. But then, like, there's like a small part of me that says that. And then I'm like, yeah, but you got to go because then you'll, like, you'll enjoy it as soon as you get there. But it's just it's that thing. Because you're just like, oh, I haven't had any downtime. But then when I have downtime, I'm just like, man, I feel like a fucking piece of shit. Because I haven't done anything. I haven't accomplished shit. Right.
Like, I feel like I've gone, like,
and then
the
I feel
past,
worse
like,
than, yeah.
I feel like I've gone, like, the past month with, like, zero downtime. It's just like I keep going and now I got to do this. 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 And even though I have fun doing half of it.
Right.
It's just the fact that there's no gap. There's no stop and start point.
Well,
you know, it all just flows into one
solid
thing.
How are you
going to
feel when you finally have it, though, is what she's saying. When you finally have some downtime, you're going to feel weird, right?
But then you're just going to stand around just looking around like, what am I going to do now?
Yeah. Your situation is a little bit different, too, because you've had to, like, drive long distances in between that. And that makes it even fucking worse because you're just like, fuck, man, I'm on the road all the time. Or I'm having to do something that I fucking have to do.
Like, I could be watching a movie or something
right
now.
Like,
but
instead I have to transport my body somewhere. Yeah, like, sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we have teleportation?
You know what I like to do anymore?
It's 2019.
You know what I cannot do? My mentally, I will not let myself do it anymore. I do not like to sleep in.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone enjoys their sleep, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I hate waking up, but when that alarm, I have my alarm set on the weekends, too, man.
Yeah.
Like, even this morning after yesterday's long day, I made sure I was up at 7.
Yeah.
I don't want to sleep in.
I used to have things to do, man.
I
went through a spell where I was, like, responsible, and I had, like, the company was a lot bigger than what it is now. And I actually, like, enjoyed waking up every morning with the same routine. I'd wake up at the same minute. I would go out, start my coffee, let the dog out, do this. I would be in the shower for X amount of minutes. I would get out, let the dog back in, feed him. And then be out the door at the same minute every day. I actually like that little routine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then, I don't know. Now that kind of like faded away. And I don't know if I miss it or not. But now I don't know.
Maybe you could try it and see if you like it.
Yeah.
Producer Dexter just tried to jump on this chair and he missed.
Oh.
Is he all right? He's still down there. I heard that.
Oh.
I think he must have hurt his leg or something.
That is embarrassed.
That's not okay.
He's embarrassed.
Come on, baby. You can do it. Get on up there. Oh, he's afraid to jump now.
Yeah.
I think he did. He stretched his leg out. He tried to jump up on the chair and he like missed the chair.
Yeah.
Oh, him's limping.
Oh my god.
Oh, he tried again. Nope. And it ain't happened.
Give it up.
Wow, what happened to him? He used to jump up there like no one's business.
Talk about getting old.
Let's not
talk
about dogs.
All right, Charmy's going to read the news. This is Charmy's audition for the news anchor position. This is who we're talking about. Just so you know, look over here. All right.
Oh, okay.
All righty, guys. Stay in your brain with that. Brazilian drug trafficker tries to escape prison disguised as his daughter.
Oh.
Nice. When visiting hours ended at a prison outside Rio de Janeiro, a young woman made her way towards the exit before guards took a second look and pulled her aside. Turns out she wasn't a woman at all, but a well-known male drug trafficker.
How about that?
Clavino da Silva was sentenced to 73 years and 10 months in prison. His escape plan, prison authorities told local media, was to have his 19-year-old daughter visit the prison known as Bangu 3. Is that Bangu 3? That's her full name, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I was waiting for her and then leave her behind in his place. It might have worked, but authorities say the woman's air of nervousness signaled something was amiss. Video released by a local lawmakers as the odd and slightly creepy reveal. First, it shows what might appear to be a young woman with long black hair wearing sunglasses and a pink shirt. Or they weren't sunglasses. They were regular glasses. A pink shirt with images of donuts. One of the guards takes off her glasses and lifts off the black wig, revealing a strangely smooth head. Then the person in disguise peels off the pink shirt and a bra, revealing a muscular male frame with arm tattoos. Then the person grabs what is now clearly a silicone mask and pulls it over his head. Underneath is a man in his 40s wearing a buzz cut, blinking indignantly. When asked, he says his name.
Did he intend to leave the daughter in prison to replace
him? Yeah, she was gonna take his place. 19 years old, just throw her away.
You gotta love it.
Who cares? De Silva, nicknamed Boxino, I'm guessing that's how you pronounce that, which means shorty, was a leader of the Red Command, which the Associated Press calls one of the most powerful criminal groups in Brazil that controlled drug trafficking in the large part of Rio. It's not totally clear how much De Silva's daughter knew about his plan. The BBC reports that she was questioned by authorities along with seven other people who recently visited him because they think that's how he got his disguise.
Nice.
Clearly. I mean,
take that, El Chapo.
Smuggling.
Take that, El Chapo. That's how we do it.
They suspect that one of them, a pregnant woman who was not searched by the guards, had hidden the wig and the glasses used by Silva on herself. De Silva has some experience escaping from prison. According to Globo, he was among a group of at least 30 prisoners who escaped a facility called Instituto Penal Vicente Piragibe.
We are picking up listeners in Brazil like crazy.
I am Guatemala. Not pronouncing those words correctly.
You
gotta
work on your Portuguese, baby.
Right? In 2013, that time he left prison using the sewer system, but was soon caught. Brazil's prisons are notoriously violent, as NPR reported at least 57 prisoners were killed during a prison riot last week in Paris State, at least 16 of whom were decapitated.
We're going to send you out there as a reporter. Reporter.
That's it.
That was awesome.
In the middle of a prison riot.
That's intense.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit, man. He just didn't care about his daughter at all.
I don't know.
Like,
well,
the business.
I don't want to be in here.
Well, I guess if they go back to the cell, right, and then they find out that there's the daughter and not him, would they just let the daughter go?
No.
They'd be like, oh, sorry, we got the wrong one.
Because she's in on it.
We got to let you out. I don't know. They'd have to take her to trial.
Crazy-ass world.
They don't know how their prison system works. Right. You know?
I wonder how deep the costume went. I think he was wearing a bra.
That's what it said in the article. You just weren't paying attention. Yeah. He had a silicone mask, a bra.
Oh, okay. I heard the mask part.
A shirt with donuts on it.
Yes. Yeah. Like the old Dunkin' Donuts man.
Right. Time to make the donuts.
Yeah, where he had covering
the mustache.
Covering the mustache up. Yeah. Over there. I'd like to have some of those donuts over there.
Yeah. You're a ridiculous person.
Right.
Yep.
How do you get away with a silicone mask? Are silicone masks that good these days? Is it really Mission Impossible? Does he think that he could fake somebody?
You know, probably from far away, you could probably fool somebody.
Yeah.
You know, if you got the wig, you got the hair covering up the stuff.
Your eyes are still inside of a silicone mask.
They would have believed, but he had glasses on, so that could have like blurred that a little bit. Reflections off of whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, they thought, you know, the only thing that gave him away was his nervousness.
I don't have problems with that.
No.
I get into all kinds of high security buildings and everything with work. I don't even like stop. No. I just go through and act like I'm supposed to be there. Nobody says anything.
That's pretty much what you do.
You can do that like all over the place. You can probably walk backstage at a concert. I've done that before. Just go, see you later.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, you just walk right past security. They don't care.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I did that at the Snoop Dogg concert, actually. Yeah, we walked on up to the VIP seating. Sat there.
Sweet.
Yeah, nobody checks. You just walk by, and the lady there who's supposed to check your tickets, you just give her the knowing nod. Just go,
really?
What's up? Just keep on walking past her. Yeah, they never ask. All you got to do is act like you're supposed to be there.
They sometimes ask because I have attempted that. And sometimes it does work, and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
I got a funny story about that.
WrestleMania 20. Trying to prove themselves.
Madison Square Garden, before they did the big remodel. It was the old school Madison Square Garden. And they still had ushers, you know, guys in maroon burgundy suits.
Oh,
old
nice.
Guys who've been working the garden since, like, who knows when, right?
Yeah.
They knew fake tickets when they saw them, right? This is WrestleMania. Me and my buddy landed from L.A. in New York. We landed at 6 o'clock in the morning. Had no place to go. We're walking up and down 7th Avenue. And it's cold to us. We're from Los Angeles. It's March, right? Up and down. We're going past the garden, watching them loading all the stuff. This is back in the day. Eddie Guerrero and the Hoopty, WWF, WWE, all that good stuff, right? But there's this guy out there at 6:30 in the morning. British guy comes up. Asks us, where can you get tickets for WrestleMania 20? Dude, if you don't have them now, you ain't going to get them tonight. So, whatever. He goes, I have no idea. All right, I'll go find a place to get them. Really? Sure enough, fast forward 12 hours later, right, after we check in our hotel and all that, we come back to the garden and get in. This same British guy has tickets in his hands, right?
Really?
Yeah, and he was like right behind us bragging about it. Oh, look at that guy, I got tickets, right? Yeah. He's all happy where he's in behind us, and the guys at the ushers got flashlights and everything, right? They're checking these tickets. And sure enough, they grab this guy's ticket, and they go, no, that's not real. Get out of here. Just like that, New York style, yeah. Wow. The guy's face turns like beet red, angry and shit. What do you mean, Roy? And the guy's like, those are fake tickets, you know?
That's
crazy. You got it from Scalper.
That's it, man. Yeah, this guy, I don't know how much you forked out for this. Yeah. You're a fucking idiot. He came all the way across the pond to go to WrestleMania 20 without tickets, hoping to get some that day.
That's nuts.
I got to roll.
Stupid, right?
That's nuts.
Yeah, that was a good time. So, watching the turnaround, all that shit. Yeah.
I like that. I heard that. She said, I have to roll.
I got to roll.
You do. You're out of here. We're out of here, too. All right, Hub Show. Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, Charming Cassette. Later.
Peace. You've been listening to The Hub Show with your hosts, Charming Grissette, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heiss. Mm-hmm.